Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Monday, everyone. Side question of the day. Your all-time favorite Italian. Get it? Columbus Day? Rudy Giuliani was on the show earlier today, and it was no holds barred with what's going on here in Philadelphia. So how do you make sure that every vote counts and that we don't have any cheating, corruption, the new way to vote, all the nonsense that we've seen in Philadelphia over the years? Well, Matt Wolf is a big-time attorney, Republican Party, I believe, ward leader, among other things, and Philly.com has been going nuts talking about, you know, all these conspiracy artists out there. They actually have a piece over the weekend today, it's in the paper again today, about meetings that they held at the emergency management office, the bunker they have on Spring Garden Street. Hours and hours of all these principals about stopping them from overwhelming the election here in Philadelphia. Right-wing militia toting guns. Here they have murders, gunshots probably going on outside their building, and this is what they're bringing all their forces toward. Well, Matt Wolf was quoted in The Atlantic taking a look at the primary and how Republicans should be scrutinizing these mail-in absentee ballots and the like. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Matt, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Tom.
So talk about the process. You were observing, I guess, the count during the primary. At least that's what The Atlantic says. And gathering tips on how to deal with what is going to be a tsunami versus the what we saw there. What did you observe, Matt? How did this come about that they knew about this?
Well, they didn't talk to me. I sent a memo to Lawrence Tabus, our state chairman, and this is just something that, you know, I'm kind of one of the guys in Philadelphia that that gets involved in election stuff. So I just wanted to make sure that they knew what was going on, and somehow that ended up on the desk of somebody at The Atlantic. But they quoted me accurately. Hey, when I get the media to quote me accurately, that's a step in the right direction. But you know, there wasn't that much to see, but you kind of had to pay attention to what was going on. They basically, if they looked, you know, for those who don't know, there are two envelopes that you get. You fill out your ballot, you put it in a security envelope. Security envelope just says, you know, official ballot on it or something like that. And then you put that in the larger envelope that you mail back, and on the back of that is a declaration. It's basically a declaration that, you know, that you're the one who filled this out, that you're an eligible voter,
right.
You know, like that. And you fill that out with the date you fill it out. You fill out your address, your full name, to make sure that, and this is a check to make sure that the votes are honest and legitimate. You know, it gives you a signature to check against the signature on file. Make sure that they're you know, an eligible voter. Make sure that the address matches. You know, simple stuff like that. And if everything is according to Hoyle, there's not a problem. But if there is any deviation from that, the commissioners vote on them by category. You know, probably the most, you know, the one that's been talked about most is the naked ballot, where people just put the actual filled out ballot into the declaration envelope and not and don't use the security envelope. And that was the one that you know, really raised an eyebrow, because the commissioners voted to count them, even though it is, you know, absolute clear black letter law in the election code that not only if there's not a security envelope, but if the security envelope has a name on it or any markings on it, it's not to be counted. And this is not, you know, this isn't a game of gotcha. It's not an attempt to suppress votes. This was something that's been in the election code forever, and it's there to make sure that the tradition of the secret ballot is done. Because what happens when they're opening these envelopes is there's a staff person. They open up they check to make sure all the information is there. Then they open up the envelope. They take out the security envelope and they set the security envelope aside, and they literally will shuffle the security envelope so nobody can look at a ballot from a security envelope and match it up to an actual voter. Once that envelope is separated, the genie's out of the bottle. It's not going back in. The vote's cast. Much like if you go to a polling place on election day and you vote on a machine. Once you vote on the machine, that vote isn't taken back.
Yeah, exactly. Matt, let me cut to this and ask you then. So are we sure that in Philadelphia and these other places, they will not count these because the Supreme Court has ruled on this? If it's a naked ballot, they cannot and will not count it. Or do you actually have to have people there eyeballing them to make sure they don't count it?
Well, let's put it this way. There's no reason to believe that they'll count them. You can go online and watch the meeting of the commissioners, which is on the video, where they voted on it. I mean, in other words, their staff people identified the ones that came in without the security envelope or with problems with the security envelope. They identified how many they were. They had them there. If somebody wanted to see them or call that out, I'm sure they would have been transparent on that. And they voted to count them, which was against the black letter law of the election code. But they did it openly. One would think that they will vote not to count them this time based on the Supreme Court's very clear direction. Now, that being said, one of the ways you make sure that this gets done is you have people watching. The best way to make sure that corruption slips into our elections is to stop watching. And both sides need to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Matt, let me ask you this, Matt. Issue. What is, given the totality of this that you see then, is there any fear you have about any number of ballots, I don't care how small, that they will not be valid ballots and somehow or another be counted? What's the biggest fear of Matt Wolf heading into this showdown on November 3rd?
Well, there are a number of fears I have. One is the whole ballot harvesting issue.
Yes.
If we don't have poll watchers at these early voting centers, we can't watch if they're doing it right. I mean, doing it right means then somebody comes in with their ballot or to get a ballot, that you check their ID, make sure they're the person who it is, make sure that they that they're the ones filling it out. Or you can bring in somebody else's ballot under very limited circumstances. If you got to fill out the voter has to fill out a form to do that. I've heard that in the primary election there were people dropping off stacks of ballots in different places. I don't have any firsthand information about that, but it's certainly something that if there aren't eyes on the process could happen. And picture some activist at a nursing home where there are voters that aren't really don't really know what's going on, and somebody fills out the application form. Somebody fills them out, and somebody brings them all in. If there aren't eyes on the process, if somebody's not checking the signatures and things to make sure that these are the real people that did it, that's how the corruption sneaks in, and you're going to watch it. And like I say, it can happen on both sides. Sadly, the Republicans are not without sin here.
All righty. Well, Matt Wolf, thank you very much. To be continued. If something comes up, Matt, please let me know, and we'll talk again.
Sounds like fun. Happy Columbus Day, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.